Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
I'm WSB's Clark Howard. From Dunwoody to Douglasville,
Washington to Woodstock,
whenever and wherever there's
severe weather,
a traffic red alert,
or breaking news,
the WSB 24-hour breaking news center
will break in.
Depend on it.
No, I want this town to be near you. No gray skies ever turn blue.
Back to the show, 11:07 after 11. Mark Arum here, you there, with you till midnight every Monday through Friday on News 95.5 and AM 750 WSB. Still to come, Little Sanjay, Johnny Kilbasa. Tomorrow on the show, Chris Kattan, formerly of Saturday Night Live. We are discussing the Kevin McCarthy announcement today that he is not going to be running for Speaker of the House, basically turning down the Speaker of the House gig. Have you ever turned down a job that you later regretted? I mentioned at the top of the show, I was offered a teaching position at a private school in Italy, right out of college, to teach English and to coach the baseball team. Free room and board, like $23,000 a year, and I turned it down. I didn't even think twice about it, actually. And like 18 months ago, I was like, man, how different would my life have been if I did that? Why did I not do that? Living in Italy for 2 years? Yeah. Napping in the middle of the day, eating chicken parm every day. I mean, come on. 404-872-0750, 1-800-WSB-TALK. Have you ever turned down a job that you now regret? Ron joins us on the program. Hello, Ron.
Hey, Mark. Thanks for taking my call.
My pleasure, sir. What's going on?
I'm out working on the dirt bike in the garage. I always listen to your show at night.
I appreciate it, buddy.
Let's see. I have a different take on things. I tend to say yes to jobs I'm not qualified for and don't regret that.
Okay.
Yes. I was in 2008. I got a call out of the blue, and a representative from a Spanish audio company asked me if I would like to work audio at the 2008 Beijing Olympic Games. And I said, sure.
And you did it?
And I did it, and it was a month-long stay and entry-level type thing. And since then, I've worked three more Olympics all the way up through London and have a contract for Rio de Janeiro right now as an assistant manager. And I've also been to two Super Bowls working audio as well.
That's awesome, man. How was Beijing? Did you have fun in Beijing?
It's a very exotic place. They treated us like kings. It was great.
How is the General Tso's chicken there?
Well, you order by photos on the menu.
Okay.
And some things that you think are chicken are not really chicken.
I've always heard that, you know, Americans who, like, I absolutely love Chinese food. DeMarco knows. I'll eat a lo mein off his head. But I've heard that if you go to China, the Chinese food there, Americans wouldn't like it.
No, it's cold, salty vegetables for breakfast, and, you know, fortunately there's Kentucky Fried Chickens everywhere.
Boom.
But it's just kind of a different take on things. Everybody's regretting jobs that they didn't take, and I say...
Well, you grab life by the horns, man. Good job.
Say yes, and then figure the stuff out.
Exactly. Ron, always, thank you so much for calling in, man. I do appreciate you listening.
All right, thanks for taking the call.
See you, buddy. Bob's in Canton. Bob, you're on the Mark Arum Show.
Well, hey, how you doing, Mark?
What's going on, Bobby?
Well, I messed up pretty good. I was working overseas with the Iraqi Survey Group, and during that time frame, I had the opportunity to meet Brian Dennehy.
The actor?
Yes, sir.
Okay.
And I sat down, and I started talking to him, and, well, I hit him up with a little John Wayne, and next thing I know, he said, my God, you've got him down. And he said, look, I'll tell you what, you'd be good in voiceovers. let me give you my phone number and everything, and give me a call when you get back stateside. Well, needless to say, I didn't.
Why? Just why? Why didn't you call?
Well, I've kind of a little bit worried about money in between and everything else.
Sure.
And I just didn't think maybe it wouldn't make that much money, but after getting back stateside, after finishing my contract with the military, I checked in a little bit, and heck, people make pretty good money.
Yeah, if you can get established in that business, that's a good business to do it. It's ironic you said that, Bob, because back in my single days, that used to be my line to women. Be like, you've got an amazing voice. You ever think about doing any voiceover? Here's my card. Give me a call if you're interested. And just like you, Bob, they never called me.
Yeah, that's about what I ran into.
Yeah. Now, I'm not saying Brian Dennehy was trying to hit on you.
No, he actually was really impressed. I called him when I got back stateside. And I think I'm going to pass. And he asked me why. He did give me his own phone number.
That's crazy. You actually called. See, the women never called me. Do you ever do that in Longoria?
Lie about?
Just give your card out like, hey, I work in radio. You've got a great voice, young lady. Why don't you give me?
No, never.
I used to do that all the time. Never
That's
worked.
That's a good one.
Not once worked. 404-872-0750. 1-800-WSB-TALK.
And now, it's time for Who Would You Rather Be? With Little Sanjay.
He is the guru, the truth seeker, the soothsayer, the asker of unanswerable questions. He joins us every Thursday, Lord willing, on the Mark Arum Show. He is Little Sanjay. How are you, Sanj?
What's up, buddy? How you doing?
You at a train station?
I'm at a train station.
All right, good. Get in a train station in Delhi. About to board a train with 50,000.
Either that or a rooster fight. Or something.
Yeah,
going on back
either
there.
One. You know what? Whatever one looks better, I'm on.
All right, so Little Sanjay joins us every Thursday. He asks us unanswerable questions. You can play along in your car. DeMarco's in for Lotit. Do you want to pull DeMarco and Taylor in to play with us too?
Sure. That would be fantastic.
All right, Marco, do you want to play Would You Rather again?
Oh,
yeah, please.
All right, T-Bone Pickens, are you down with this as well? Taylor?
Of course.
All right. So Sanjay, again, folks at home, you can play along in your car. Sanjay asks us questions that we try to answer. Go ahead, buddy.
All right, I got four.
Okay.
But I feel like these are pretty good.
Go ahead.
Would you always go to bed before midnight? Or have to wink at every attractive person you see?
Male or female?
Male or female.
I'd go to bed before midnight. I would love to go to bed before midnight.
Oh, yeah.
That'd be fantastic. DeMarco, you want to go to bed before midnight or wink at every attractive person you see?
I see a lot of attractive women I see here in Atlanta, but yeah. I need more sleep. Before midnight.
So go, yeah. And you teach jazzercise, so you're going to be winking through that whole class.
Yeah, winking the whole thing.
Longoria.
Yeah, I'm lazy. I want to sleep before midnight.
All right. Marco, what are you doing?
The same. Before midnight.
Before midnight. T-Bone?
You know what? I think I'm going to go with wink at everybody.
Yeah. Little flirty Taylor. I love it.
I love it.
All right. Next
Taylor,
question, Sanjay.
Got to meet. All right. Would you rather be able to teleport anywhere you want 100 times, or be able to teleport back home an unlimited amount of times?
Teleport, that's a great question, by the way, Sanjay. I don't often give you props. That's an awesome question.
He's coming with some good one.
Yeah, I'd rather teleport anywhere I want 100 times. Absolutely. DeMarco?
Anywhere I want to go 100 times, because home, to me, is Alabama. I'm really not missing anything.
Well, I think home could be
home
your apartment.
Your home.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah.
Oh, apartment. Home, like home where I live now?
Yeah.
Like you could just teleport from work to home. Boom, you're there.
Oh, yeah, I'm never there anyway, so yeah.
And
yeah.
You got Uber. You can always take Uber to get home.
Oh, of course.
Yeah, I'm doing it 100 times anywhere.
100 times anywhere. Marco, 100 times or back home?
100 times.
T-Bone?
100 times anywhere.
Yeah. I like that question, though, Sanjay.
Yeah, but, I mean, the idea is, like, you could go to Israel or to, you know, to Europe somewhere and teleport home, like, for free, just like that. Done.
You're thinking about saving money on airfare. That's what you're doing.
Is that a juice nugget?
All right.
Juice nugget. I don't know. Like, the unlimited thing is cool, I guess. I guess it depends. If you have a long commute, I think the unlimited thing home is good. Like, if you leave work at, like, 5 p.m. and you're like, oh, I got a two-hour drive ahead of me, unlimited. All right, I'm home. That would be the advantage of that. But since I never sit in traffic.
I have to do that, Mark.
Yeah, but since I never sit in traffic, I don't worry about that.
All right, moving on.
All right, next one.
Would you rather have a dog that that vomited a $5 bill onto your bed every morning. You know what? I'm going to switch that to a $10 bill.
Okay.
Every morning onto your bed, or have a cat that knew how to use the toilet and flush it too.
When you say vomit, is it like a dry $10 bill?
It changes. It changes. It's not like a hairball. It's like a vomit.
So it's wet. It's coming out wet.
Yeah, probably.
I'm still dealing with the dog that vomits the 10 because I'm allergic to cats. I couldn't have a cat in my house. I'd be sneezing all the time.
Would you do it with a $1 bill too?
Yeah, yeah. Listen. If I have to pay the dog $5 every morning, I'd rather do that than have a cat. I was just trying. I mean, if it's a dry $10 bill, that helps. Yeah, but yeah. DeMarco, what are you doing? The throw up cat, a throw up dog, or the cat that?
I'll take the dog, and I mean, if it's a wet throw up,
you dry it out.
I can dry it out, yeah. Or I can have a bed designated for that. Okay, throw up on that bed.
Special throw up bed for
the
dog.
Throw up bed. Stay off that one.
I could see DeMarco. He's got like a clothesline hanging in his living room with all these $10 bills on it, drying out. Longoria.
Yeah, I'm doing the throw up. You're getting paid for it.
Yeah, the throw up.
Even
dog.
If it's a dollar, that's a soda or something.
Marco, what are you doing?
I've got cats, so I'll take the cat.
You want the cat that can flush?
Yes.
All right, Taylor, what are you doing?
I have a 100-pound mastiff, so I'm going with the cat.
Really?
Yeah, way to go.
A lot of throw up.
Oh, that is a big dog, big throw up. Yeah, you're right. All right, I didn't get the mastiff part. All right, great question, Sanjay. Finish up strong, buddy.
Last one. I would like to. I hope it works. Would you rather be sad for the rest of your life or scared for the rest of your life?
Marco,
boy, that's gonna worry you.
Man, I guess sad. Like I mean, scared. Like how? How scared am I?
Like you scream.
I don't know. Scared, like 50% scared. Like not terrified, but
like scared. Like I'm walking down Bankhead Highway at 2 a.m.
Yes.
All right.
Yes. Yes.
Or sad. Like my dog just died. Or how sad? Give me a level of sadness.
Yeah, those are both very plausible. That's good.
I think the scared thing wouldn't work too much on TV. You know, you'd be like, on 25, you'd be screaming every time. People would be like driving off the road.
Fred throws to me in. Here's Mark Aaron with traffic. Ah!
Yeah.
I'm going to go sad all the time. I hate being sad, but I don't want to be scared all the time. That's no way to live. DeMarco?
You know, being sad, though, is depressing, and I'm going to bring other people down. And if I'm a little squirmish or you know, paranoid or something like that, jumping around, I mean, people can get used to that.
You can work that into your jazzercise routine.
Yeah, I can jump around.
Jumping around.
Surround yourself with good people, you know, but bring it being sad now.
All right. Longoria?
Yeah, I think I'm going to go sad. If I'm scared, I'll fire things off and
yeah.
be hearing all
can't
kinds
have a scad board op.
Yeah.
Scared board op.
That won't be good.
Man. No. Be like Rachel.
Yeah.
All right, Marco, sad or scared?
I'll go with sad, yeah.
Sad all the time. T-Bone?
I'm dark and brooding anyway, so I'll go with sad.
Really? I thought you were going to go scared right there. You like the horror movies and stuff like that.
Yeah, but they don't scare me.
All right, good enough, fair enough. Sanjay, strong effort, my friend.
Nice.
Amazing. Follow him on Twitter, @ Silky the Luck Box. Thanks to Marco and Taylor for playing along. And we'll catch you next Thursday, Silk.
Word up.
All right, little Sanjay. That was a good effort.
That was. It would have been way better if he was in house.
No, but I'd rather he is out of house with good questions than in house with crappy questions.
That's true.
All right, good calls coming up next. Have you ever turned down a job that you now regret? 404-872-0750, 1-800-WSB-TALK. This is Throwback Thursday. Buddy Holly on the Mark Arum Show.
I can do except to change up all those changes that I made.
The Mark Arum Show, brought to you by Low T Nation.
Welcome back to the show, 11:24. He should have taken that to the hizzy. Ugh. Welcome back. Sorry. Football action on. Anyway, back to the phones. Dave's in Kennesaw. Dave, you're on the Mark Arum Show. Hello, sir.
Preach, brother.
Welks, man. What's going on?
Not too much. This one's not going to be quite as glamorous as the other callers, but after I got out of college, I moved. To Conyers to move in with my best friend from high school, and I interviewed twice for a job as a 911 dispatcher, and mm-hmm. I was telling DeMarco that, you know, all my life I had always had an interest in working in the emergency services, and, you know, it was something that I could do with my vision and everything,
mm-hmm.
and I went through the process, but my best friend's dad called me after I had done the second interview and offered me an immediate job starting the next day.
Doing
and
what?
And I took that job instead of working for Conyers 911.
What was the job that you got offered and you took?
It was basically, you know, front desk work and paper pusher at a doctor's office that my best friend's dad owned. And, you know, it started out at decent pay, and I would have made a little bit more money. But
is it too late for you to become a 911 dispatcher?
Probably not, but I researched it a little bit more and talked to a couple people in the industry, and there's a lot of multitasking involved. And
I think
later on, now that I'm not young and dumb anymore, I think I would have been more of a hindrance.
Gotcha.
And done more harm than good.
I talk to 911 operators all the time. Not so as much anymore, but back earlier in my traffic days, because we call them all the time. That's a horrible job. I mean, not a horrible, it's a good job, but very taxing, stressful job. Frank's in Bremen. Frank, you're on the Mark Arum Show.
How you doing tonight, Mark?
What up, Frankie?
Hey, man. So back when I was in college, I was probably about a junior in college, a buddy of mine got a job working construction up in New Jersey. And he offered to get me on with a company that he was working with. And I didn't have a degree, and this sounded like a really good deal at the time. I mean, would have made like $45,000 a year plus $3,000 a month for per diem. And I ended up turning it down.
Why?
And, I talked to my mom, and she's like, you know, you need to finish your degree. And plus, too, I was just really started dating good, the woman that's now my wife.
Oh, all right. Well, I mean, listen. You got your bride out of it. You could have lost her for if you took that job. Frank, I got a roll. We got news, weather, and traffic coming up. Steven Duluth's got an amazing story. Danny's got a great story. And yours. Did you ever turn down a job that you now regret? 404-872-0750, 1-800-WSB-TALK. That and Johnny Kilbasa next. Throwback Thursday on the Mark Arum Show. You know my love and not
fade away. I'm WSB's Mark Arum. The WSB 24-hour breaking news center is on alert. With immediate breaking news, severe weather alerts, traffic red alerts. From Cobb to Cherokee, Carroll to Gwinnett, Fulton to Forsyth, and all the rest. WSB.
WSB. Depend on it. Still mad I wasn't named Godfather to Hickman to his kid. Oh, well. I do have a godson. Lives in San Francisco. Half Asian.
Nice.
Yeah, his name's Liam. Half Asian, half Irish.
Liam?
Liam. And his birthday, remind me, his birthday's on Halloween. I gotta send him out a gift out there, yeah. Welcome back to the show. Mark Arum with you till midnight. Low T Chuck off tonight. Personal day? Cramps? What was the deal?
I guess so, yeah. Cramps. We'll go with cramps.
I just got a text. Said, oh, I forgot to tell you I'm off tonight. DeMarco is filling in. DeMarco, did you get a reason why he was off?
I did not know.
All right.
I just got a call saying, hey, can you cover tonight?
When did you get a call?
I found this out like a couple days ago.
Okay.
Yeah, so it was planned.
Chuck knew the cramps were going to come on Thursday.
Yeah.
All right. Longoria is always here.
He's, I'm here.
He's stoic. He's got that Mexican work ethic. The big story today nationally was the political story of Kevin McCarthy turning down or dropping out of the race for Speaker of the House. You know we're not talking politics here, but basically he turned down a job, Speaker of the House. Have you ever turned down a job that you look back on and now regret? 404-872-0750, 1-800-WSB-TALK. Steve's in Duluth. Duluth is on fire. Steve, tell me your sad story, my friend.
Well, I don't know if it's sad. You never, when you go down these avenues, you never know what the future brings. But first of all, I really enjoy your show.
Thank you, buddy.
Yeah, I had an opportunity a few years ago. I've been a consultant in many different industries for a number of years, and one of my fortes was the automotive industry. And I was at my own company at the time, but one of the major automotive concerns that I actually had contracted with offered me a position that would be a vice president of marketing for the racing division.
Okay.
So this is a major concern. Everybody knows the name. It's a household name.
Mm-hmm.
And, I'd just gotten remarried. And having been associated with racing in my whole life, I can tell you that I wasn't, after scratching my head about it, the deal was is that I was going to be gone all the time. Oh, by the way.
On the road, you mean?
Yeah, this job came with a G2 airplane.
Oh, my goodness. Okay.
So, having kids at home, too,
mm-hmm.
and so forth. So, when you count all the dollars and all the losses and what ifs and buts and all that stuff, you know, it was a $1 million deal.
Wow, and you turned it down. Did you talk to your new wife about it?
I mean, yes.
What did she say?
Well, I mean, her concern was that, there was a lot. She works, too.
Mm-hmm.
And with children at home, someone's got to watch them.
Yeah.
You know, and so if that had not been the case, if I had not had kids at home.
You would have done it.
I would have done it in a heartbeat, and I would have brought her along with me.
How long ago was this, Steve?
10 years.
Man, are you still married to the lady?
Oh, yeah.
All right, well, that's good.
Yeah,
that's at least even a happy ending.
Yeah. I mean, it does. But you look back on these things and say, what if? And, you know, I'm pretty pragmatic about it, as you can tell. But
yeah.
It would have been, and oh, by the way, people that have these types of jobs, they burn out in them.
They do?
3 years.
Okay. Are you still a consultant?
I am still a consultant. Yes, I am.
All right. Well, listen, you seem very level-headed about it. That certainly was an enticing and intriguing offer, but mm-hmm. You seem okay with the way it turned out.
Yeah, no, I am okay with it. I couldn't leave my new bride in my
car. Remember that, though, the next time you have to fly commercial. And you're like, I could have had my own private jet, son of a biscuit. Good call. Danny's in Atlanta. Danny, you're on the Mark Arum Show.
Hey, Mark, how you doing?
What up, Danny?
Hey, I just was telling your call guy that, you know, my dad was in the Air Force, and aviation just runs really deep in our blood.
Mm-hmm.
And after college and after tech school, I had two offers on the table. One was for a major airline there in Atlanta, and the other one was for EPS over at the FBO at PDK.
Yeah.
And I chose to go with the comfortable route and take the major airline job. But because, you know, my dad and I had always been involved in general aviation and stuff like that, about 5 years into that career, EPS goes up to the Antarctica, and there's these P-38s that are under about 250 feet of ice from World War II.
Mm-hmm.
And these guys are tunneling down to these things and pulling these airplanes out piece by piece, and then they actually get one of them flying again. And, you know, Air and Space did this huge article on it. They had it part of their exhibit and stuff, and I'm like, doggone it. You know, this is something that's in my blood.
Yeah.
And if I had went the route of going to EPS, I could have been up there with those guys, huddling up in the tent and stuff.
After, you know, we fly out of PDK with the helicopters here, so I'm very familiar with EPS. But I don't blame you. I would have done the same thing. I would have gone with the big airline. It would have been a win-win. I think it's a win-win there, Danny.
Yeah, I don't think financially I'm any different off for going one way or the other. I think it just comes down to that old adage that, you know, do something you love, yeah. That way you enjoy it every day.
You would have enjoyed. I can tell you what, I used to steal coffee from EPS all the time. They have, because the coffee in the WSB hangar is god-awful. I used to go over to EPS, and they had really good coffee. So you missed out on great coffee is basically what I'm telling you.
All right, man. Well,
thanks, Danny. 404-872-0750, 1-800-WSB-TALK.
And now, on the Mark Arum Show, it's time for the Fast Food Review.
Joining us live on the Greasy Salty Hotline from parts unknown, height unknown, weight we do not want to know, Johnny Kilbasa and the ever so popular Fast Food Review. How you doing, Jonathan?
I'm doing great, Mark Arum. I'm covered with cheese and I aim to please. I'm wrapped in bacon, and I will get down for rolling tonight. No, but it's food.
Very nice. So listen, we tried the Halloween Whoppers. DeMarco wasn't here for it, but me, Loti, and Longoria had them, and we can confirm the next day that our poop was indeed green.
I have tried one, though, and I did that just because I read the story about it.
And did your poop turn green?
I said, I
got to
have one. I got to try this. And it was green, yes.
So it works on black fellows, too.
Yeah, it does, yes.
Yeah, mine's been green all day today,
so
too.
So for the record, it turns Jewish guys' poops green.
Right.
Jews nugget. It turns Mexican guys' poops green. Right. It turns black dudes' poops green. And whatever low T is, guy with low testosterone, it turned his poop green. So the Halloween Whopper turns everybody's poops green, Johnny.
So I'm going to hang up and barf now.
Didn't mean to get you sidetracked, my friend. What do you got on the menu tonight?
That's okay, but you could have made it more exciting with a couple ears of sweet corn thrown that.
Green corn. Nice.
Jeez. Where have we gone, Mark? Where
I have no
gone?
Idea. I have no idea, my friend.
So this is, we've been talking about the Halloween Whopper for like the last week and a half. Can we finally set that one down?
Yeah, we're moving on. We're moving on, buddy. It's your show, okay, whatever you want.
But we can't move on from the A1 steak sauce or A1 sauce. They don't want it to be just for steak anymore.
Sure.
You told me to go check out the A1 smoky bacon tender crisp that they also have at Burger King.
Yes, it looked phenomenal on the menu.
Right. Tender crisp is their special chicken patty, cheese, smoked bacon. It's not Applewood smoked.
Just regular smoked.
Right. And then your thick and hearty A1 sauce, as opposed to your thin and wimpy sauce that they put on the Halloween Whopper.
Thick and hearty, as opposed to thin and wimpy. Okay.
Right. So it's a decent chicken bacon cheesy sandwich to begin with. And then what they call their brioche-style bun, mm-hmm. which is neither brioche nor style. But hey, now, you know, throwing A1 on it, I don't think it's going to add anything to it. You know, A1's got that, I'm not sure, it's got raisin paste and crushed orange puree and dried onions.
I hear what you're saying, yeah. There's a little funkiness to it.
It kind of throws the whole taste profile up in the air and swings it around a little bit. I mean, it would be gross if it had Worcestershire sauce on it. I'm glad they didn't go with Worcestershire sauce on it because it's a lot harder to say.
Like I said, Worcestershire sauce tastes like old people. It's not good. You shouldn't be putting that on anything.
You're right, because it's fermented.
Exactly.
And it has that tamarind, which I think is the same stuff your grandma puts in her bath at night.
Exactly. Not blessed.
Not at all.
But overall, on this, I mean, I went to the Burger King and the sandwich looked really good. Is it good? Should we try this thing?
It is good. If you like A1, keep it on. It's good without A1. So just get the smoky bacon tender crisp if you don't like A1. Or get A1 on the side and dip it in as you go. Bun to bun. They put the bun on. They put the A1 on the top of the bottom bun and the bottom of the top bun. Yeah. So you can just dig out the middle of it and then throw away the bun if you wanted to do that.
Excellent.
If you just wanted a hint of A1.
All right, I might try. I mean, I don't usually, again, I'm meat-free, but I'll make exceptions for the show. I might try that. You know what I'm going to try? Your buddy Aline brought me in a slice of breakfast pizza from Quick Trip today. I'm going to try that.
Did he bring it in tonight or did he bring it in the morning?
He brought it in like an hour ago. I put it in the fridge. I'm going to have it tomorrow morning.
Does that have the special sauce on it with the garlic sauce on it, or is it just eggs?
I don't know. Hang on one second. Hey, Alewine, can we talk to you on the air here, buddy? Where are you?
We need a quick sauce analysis, Alewine.
All right, Alewine's at News Edit 2. All right, Alewine, put your headphones on. We're going to put you on the air right now. As Longoria pulls up Alewine from the fast food news desk in the newsroom. What are you doing there, Longoria? Jeez Louise. News Edit 2, buddy. Comes after 1 and before 3. This is Longoria stalling because he doesn't want Alewine on the show, I think.
Well, thanks, Mark. I'm right here.
All right.
The breakfast sauce is actually...
There's
like 100 things on here
I know, I'm sorry. I'm just busting chops. All right, so Alewine, you brought in the breakfast pizza from Quick Trip for me. Johnny Kilboss has a question. What was your question, Johnny?
Hi, Mark.
Hey!
What kind of sauce is on that breakfast pizza, Mark?
You know, it seems like there is a tomato-based sauce on there with all of the breakfast accoutrements that go with it, but it does seem to be that it's a regular pizza sauce on the bottom.
Good enough for me.
What else comes on the breakfast pizza, Alewine?
It's got eggs, cheese, sausage, and bacon.
Sounds like a Johnny Kielbasa pizza cup flattened out.
Yeah, I put ketchup as the sauce.
Yeah. All right. Well, I'll try that tomorrow morning. Again, thanks to Alewine for bringing that in for me. I've been dying to try that.
I have a feeling that slice isn't going to be there in the morning, Mark.
Alewine, you better not eat that.
We will save it, definitely.
All right. Thank you. Mark Alewine from the WSB Breaking News Center. All right. So I'll have that tomorrow morning, and I'll tell you about it on Tuesday, Johnny. What do you say?
I can't wait to hear, Mark.
All right. Johnny Kielbasa, we appreciate you as always, and...
If the cholesterol's high, baby...
Booba. Follow me on Twitter, Johnny Kilbasa.
At Johnny Kilbasa. Appreciate you, bruh.
September.
We got one segment to go on this Throwback Thursday. You're listening to Buddy Holly. Jim and Cumming turned out an amazing job for a chick. He'll tell us about that, and maybe your call next. 404-872-0750. Plus, we got star of the show to give away. Stick around. This is The Mark Arum Show.
Well, it's one for the money, two for the show. Free to get ready now.
Final segment of the show again. Chris Kattan from Saturday Night Live on the program tomorrow night. Jim joins us in Cumming. Jim, you turned down a crazy good job. What happened?
Well, you know, I was a pretty good athlete in high school. I went to North Springs High School, and Irk Russell and Dooley recruited me for a defensive end, and I blew my knee out my senior year. A total reconstruction, and back then, you know, you didn't recover from that.
Sure.
I was a state champion wrestler at Georgia Tech. Coach called me and said, I know you can't play football anymore, but you want to wrestle for us? And I said, yeah. And so basically, the WWF called me and said, hey, we want you. And I started training with them, and Marty Jannetty and I started training as tag team partners. And they were sending me to Japan for a tour with Marty and my girlfriend, which is my wife for 30 years. So you turned down
being a professional wrestler.
Well, you know, I wrestled professionally for 2 years, but it was our big run. And she goes, when you get back, I won't be here. And I was like, no way. And she goes, no. You're not leaving for 4 months, so I turned it down, and it was good because we've had a great one.
Well, that's good, and a lot of wrestlers. I mean, it's sad. There's been a lot of early deaths from wrestlers, so perhaps.
It's a sport back then, and then there was so much drugs involved, and it was a crazy. Groupies we called ring rats.
Yeah.
And, you know, it was a crazy sport. But,
all right.
You know, it was fun.
Well, you say, you sound content with your decision, though, Jim.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
I mean,
you could have been champion of the world like Bob Backlund, but you have a happy life now.
Oh, yeah.
That was my favorite wrestler of all time, by the way, Bob Backlund. I had to get that in. Jim, thanks for the call. We got to run.
Are you guys ready for the Mark Arum Star of the Show?
This is a really tough decision for me. Longoria did a great job up until the goof on News Edit 2.
Well, there was no goof.
It just took too long. You're better than that.
Okay.
DeMarco did an amazing job. DeMarco actually screened calls. 3 times where people were like, oh, I told your screener. That never happens with Charlie.
Oh, yeah, he never screened it.
Aleline, however, brought in breakfast pizza, which is huge. Mm-hmm. I've been dying for that. But Heidi Rue also brought in homemade banana bread, and she is way hotter than Alewine. So,
well, yeah, that's yeah.
Way hotter.
Yeah.
So, star of the show goes to Heidi Rue from B98.5 for bringing Longoria and myself. You didn't get any, DeMarco. Can you
I
eat?
Did not. I heard about it though.
Can you eat banana bread?
I love banana bread.
All right, we have a little left for you. It's on my desk.
Got it.
So, Heidi Rue, star of the show. We'll continue the conversation on Twitter at Mark Arum, Facebook Mark Arum WSB, and Instagram Mark Arum. Tomorrow on the show, Chris Kattan from Saturday Night Live. In the meantime, go to sleep, little baby.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.